Here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
A European Union-wide embargo on Russian oil exports by sea comes into force today, along with a $60 a barrel cap on the price of Russian crude oil shipped elsewhere. The decision was agreed by the EU, the Group of Seven Industrialised Nations and Australia in an effort to restrict Russia's revenue while making sure Moscow continues supplying the global market. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the $60 cap would do little to deter Russia from waging war in Ukraine. A further EU embargo on refined oil products will come into effect in February. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is expected to be re-elected to the position of President of the Eurogroup at a meeting in Brussels later today. Mr. Donoghue was the only candidate to put his name forward for the election when nominations closed 2 weeks ago. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Pascal Donoghue has already served 2.5 years in the politically prestigious role at the head of the informal body of finance ministers from euro area member states. When nominations closed 2 weeks ago for the presidency, he was the only candidate, but an election still formally has to take place and the outcome of the process is expected to be known this afternoon. If re-elected, his new term will begin on January 13th and last for another 2.5 years. It's expected that Mr. Donoghue will carry out the role from the position of Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, following a cabinet reshuffle later this month at the halfway point of the government's term. Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath, who it's anticipated will take over as finance minister, will sit on the Eurogroup as Ireland's representative, while Mr. Donoghue would be the independent chairperson of the body in what is an unusual but not unprecedented arrangement.
The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive is to meet groups working with homeless people today to put an emergency plan in place ahead of the expected cold snap later this week. Met Éireann has said that the weather is set to turn much colder, especially from midweek onwards, with sleet and snow a possibility. The homeless executive is appealing to the public to get in touch with them to let them know if they come across someone sleeping rough. The director of the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive, Mary Hayes, has said she believes they will be able to provide a bed for everyone who needs one.
Our cold weather strategy planning starts much earlier in the year, so we always have additional beds coming in during the cold weather period every single year. In addition, when there's a yellow or an amber warning, we have what we would in Dublin, what we reserve as their extreme weather beds, and they're available for during extreme weather periods only.
The trial of 10 men accused of involvement in the Brussels terror attacks in March 2016 will get underway in the Belgian capital today. It will be the country's biggest and most expensive ever criminal trial. The attacks on Brussels airport and a metro station next to the EU institutions killed 32 people and injured more than 300. 5 of the 10 accused have already been convicted for their parts in the Paris terror attacks, which occurred 4 months previously. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Just before 8 a.m. on Monday the 22nd of March 2016, two suicide bombs went off inside the crowded check-in hall in Brussels airport. An hour later, a third suicide bomber struck on a train as it entered Malbec metro station in the capital's European quarter. The attacks were claimed by Islamic State and came amid a wave of outrages in Europe linked to the group's rise to power in parts of Syria. More than 6 years later, the trial gets underway. A key figure, Salah Abdeslam, has already been convicted for his role in the Paris attacks, which killed 130. Another man, Mohamed Abrini, allegedly fled the airport without triggering his suicide vest. He was later captured wearing a sun hat by numerous security cameras as he walked back to the city centre. The trial is expected to last for at least 7 months and will take place in the former NATO headquarters building for security reasons. A jury of 12 men and women were chosen from a pool of over 1,000. The case was supposed to get underway in October but was delayed when the authorities had to replace individual reinforced glass cubicles for the accused with one overall glass holding unit. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Around 3,500 people are to be conferred with Irish citizenship in County Kerry today and tomorrow. Among those to receive their certificate of naturalisation will be people from the UK, the United States, India and Poland, Daniel Quinn reports.
People from over 130 countries will receive Irish citizenship across four separate ceremonies at the INEC in Killarney over today and tomorrow. The new citizens will undertake to faithfully observe the law of the state and respect its democratic values. People from the UK, India, Pakistan and Poland, as well as Syria, Brazil and Nigeria, are among the nationalities with the highest number of applicants who will receive their certificate of naturalisation. Such ceremonies were first introduced in 2011 in order to mark the occasion of the granting of citizenship in a dignified and solemn manner. Since then, these will bring to 158 the number of ceremonies held, with over 155,000 people from over 180 countries receiving Irish citizenship.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be quite cloudy, with scattered showers continuing to feed in from the east. The best of the dry and bright spells will be in the west. Highest temperatures 5 to 9 degrees in a light to moderate northeasterly breeze, fresh near the coast.